Now, we are absolutely delighted to be marking World Ranger Day today with a special outside broadcast from the Stony Point Nature Reserve in Betty's Bay. And I'll tell you more about this particular reserve and its penguin inhabitants when we speak to its particular senior ranger just after 2 o'clock. But I thought we could start with a broader perspective on what a ranger does and why they play such a vital role in conservation. It's a great pleasure to welcome to our temporary studio the CEO of Cape Nature, Dr. Rosina Omar. Thank you so much for hosting us today, Rosina.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Let's get a sense first of what Cape Nature is all about. I think most of our listeners know a little bit about you. I hope most of our listeners have had the opportunity to visit at least one of your reserves at some point in their life. But you're much more than just a collection of lovely places to visit. Let's talk about the real purpose of the organization.
Cape Nature is the entity in the Western Cape that is mandated to take care of the biodiversity. And by biodiversity, obviously, we're talking about the flora and fauna, and we have the mandate to take care of it throughout the Western Cape, which spans a protected area network of approximately 900,000, just close to a million hectares, which is quite substantive.
And that's broken up into a lot of different reserves. How many in total?
Yes, it's about 115 different land parcels that's clustered into 32 clusters, which is managed throughout three regions. We have an east region, which goes up to Knysna, the southeast Cape, then the west up to Van Reinstorp, and where we are today, this is the central region. And we specifically at Stony Point, which is an area that Cape Nature took over the management of in 2015 from the Overstrand municipality, specifically with a focus on the conservation of the African penguin, which is an endangered species. And Stony Point is one of two mainland colonies in the Western Cape, the other one obviously being at Boulders, mm-hmm. which is under the care of SANParks. So, and then there's much more interesting ecological facets of Stony Point that will be discussed later mm-hmm. during the broadcast. But only three kilometers away from Stony Point, we have Betty's Bay. It's part of this huge Kuchelberg cluster, biosphere cluster. And moreover, we have the two ocean currents, the current in the east, the Agulhas, and the current in the west, the Benguela mixing, which creates this vibrancy for marine biodiversity and also the climate on land. So that's in terms of the biological facets, the biodiversity. Socially, it's also a very special place for us in that here, right now, we are housed within what we call the On the Edge restaurant, mm-hmm. which is managed by the Mooi Uitsig community. It was a project that was started by the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism way back in 2007 and concluded in 2015 with the establishment of the Mooi Uitsig Trust. And It's a very heartwarming story for us because we work closely with the communities. There's about 42 families, all beneficiaries of whatever comes from the trust, which is the restaurant where we are housed today. Then there's also a vegetable garden that feeds the school kids, a creche, and then there's a community arts project. So this is all intertwined, your natural and your socio-economic facets of this particular place where we're celebrating World Ranger Day today.
I'm so glad to hear you say that about the human connection, because throughout the morning as we've been exposed to the reserve, we've heard over and over again the message of balance, how human behavior impacts animal behavior, impacts fish stocks in the sea, and how they're all intertwined with one another, and how the smallest intervention on one side can have massive ramifications somewhere else. Absolutely. So I'm so glad to hear how the human story is woven into your sense of your purpose here.
Yeah, and education. I mean, education is a crucial aspect of the work that we do. I think quite a few rangers shared their stories today, and a ranger is you know, rangers are actually the backbone of Cape Nature. And I just spoke about earlier on the extent of the area that we manage. Mm. And we have so few. We have 85. And for us, it's important to boost that number. And to look at, obviously, we're speaking about diversity, we're speaking about gender diversity, mm-hmm. we're looking at women rangers, also as we're going into Women's Month yep. now, which is very important. But the rangers actually, they do everything. You know, they do from research to education, they interface with the tourists, they gather data for our annual and 5-year biodiversity reviews. Some of them have been with Cape Nature forever, and this is just one day that we can celebrate and reflect on what we do and how we do it, and just give them the space to feature and get the prominence that they so deserve.
It was lovely to hear the personal story shared earlier. I particularly enjoyed Pietro Slimini, who's come visiting from
Absolutely.
Your Roburg Keerboom's cluster, saying, describing his job as part policeman, part traffic controller, part teacher, saying, part of my job is to make sure that the visitors enjoy the experience but also respect the environment they've come into. And I loved what he said about helping people to understand the reason why the rules of the reserves are there, that it's not just about enforcing the rules and making sure nobody strays off the footpath, but rather educating people to understand why those rules are there so that they become their own policemen going forward.
Absolutely. And they do it so well, you know. You can teach, you can send someone through a college, but you can't send someone to get this lived experience. And they've been, he in particular has been with Cape Nature for many, many moons.
What's your own background, Rosina? How did you become involved in nature conservation?
Well, I come from an environmental education background. My first schooling was in the natural sciences. Okay. I did an honors in zoology, and then I ventured into a B.Ed and education, and did a Ph.D. and a master's combining education and ecology. And that, I feel, you know, gave me the perspective to bring in the social aspects of the natural environment. I've worked extensively in teacher education, mentored, you know, the future custodians of the environment, many of them, you know, who was taking forward the cause right now. I've worked at WWF for a while. I've been an advisor to the Minister of Education way back in the 1990s, and as an environmental advisor. I've also worked for the Department of Environmental Affairs as the Chief Director for Integrated Coastal Management, and there I got my marine passion. So, and then took over the portfolio as CEO of Cape Nature 5 years ago. So I'm 5 years in the hot seat. Mm. And I feel, you know, that whatever, you know, my path actually steered me to where I am, bringing in all the bits and pieces of the puzzle to do what I do.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the rangers. You said nearly a million hectares under management, 85 rangers, which tells me they're each looking after essentially 10,000 hectares plus. Yeah. That's an awfully big responsibility. When you say you need more, what prevents you from having more? Is it lack of funding to employ them, or is it lack of interest in becoming a ranger in the first place?
No, I think it's lack of funding. But what we really do to supplement this and to make it easier on them, we have an EPWP program, the Expanded Public Works Program, where we train full-time equivalents which do ranger work. So they will be mentored by rangers mm-hmm. within the field, but it's not enough. So we have prioritized going forward to really focus on the backbone of the organization, our eyes and ears on the ground, the rangers, and also building in there the bio, the gender diversity with the biodiversity. This is on our plans. We don't want one vacant ranger post to remain vacant. It's too important a piece of work for us.
It's really challenging work. Besides the size and scope of the areas they're responsible for, as you said, they're the eyes and ears. They are monitoring, are the fences intact, fixing them if they're not. They are monitoring numbers. They are collecting data for you. They are monitoring visitors. They are also facing a lot of challenges and dangers in the field. And one of the reasons we have World Ranger Day is to honor those who've been lost. Yes. You actually lost one of your rangers this year.
Yes, fortunately not to biodiversity crime. It was natural causes. But we commemorate him today. He's fondly known as Jimmy Hendricks. His last name is Hendricks. He hails from a community and also a family of rangers. His dad was a ranger in the Cedarburg, and his brother is one of the field rangers at Hottentots Holland. He was also based at Hottentots Holland until his untimely death earlier in February this year. So we just had to reflect about the work that he put into the organization, because he joined the organization way back in 1999 as a gate guard.
Gosh.
And through programs, he worked himself up into becoming a conservation assistant and then became a ranger in 2007. So, and that was the position he held until he passed on earlier this year.
Rosina, let's talk about the biodiversity crime. There were some pretty scary stats shared during the opening remarks today about how dangerous this can be. The comment about one ranger being killed every 4 days globally. Yeah. Now, the figure's not that bad here in South Africa, but they face challenges, including interaction with poachers, interaction with the wildlife that they encounter. What are, would you say, the biggest challenges and dangers that rangers face?
Well, you know, crime, it's actually way beyond us, and they're not trained to face poachers, you know. So fortunately at Cape Nature we don't have rhino poaching, but we do have abalone, because we manage 6 marine protected areas. So to stem, you know, it's very difficult. As in a biodiversity conservation entity, we simply cannot do it alone. We do work with SAPS on this, and we do work with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, and with our mother department on this, but it's really not enough, you know. So we have to do much more to stem this. But then you have poverty, you have unemployment, you know, you have both sides of the coin. You're not saying that poaching is right. No, by all means, no, it's not right. But you need to give people alternatives. So that is where job creation comes in. That is where our EPWP program comes in. What we have at Cape Nature, we started this year, is the Youth Environmental Services Program, that where we, over a period of 2 years, take youth through an accredited program. And it could be for maintenance, it could be for tourism, it could be for conservation-related work, but it's youth who have, they have just finished matric, and they've got no alternative. And we had so many applications, and we could only really host 136 for year one. So it's tiny, but we, you know, whatever we can do is to stem the demise of the biodiversity. I think, you know, these are the programs that can assist in that regard.
Rosina, my final question, second last question, very quickly, for somebody listening to this thinking, I'm in matric, I would love to do this as a job. How do you become a ranger? What sort of path do they need to follow?
Well, you need a matric. First and foremost, you need to be passionate about the environment. You need to have people's skills. You know, you need to work in a team. Commitment for the environment, in the environment. And then the sky's the limit. You know, we've taken in people, as I said earlier on, the youth YES program, we call it, but there's also EPWP programs. You just apply. There's lots of vacancies. If there are, come, or if you have the finances, you can go to a technicon and do courses in this regard. They, you know, through CPUT, mm-hmm. I am aware that they also, you can go to university and start your way up. Many of our senior staff today came into the organization as a ranger, you know, having mm-hmm. some scientific background, or just like the lady earlier on just explained how she got into Cape Nature and
via one worked out, yes, your youth upliftment programs.
Yes.
Okay. Rosina, just in closing, because we have to go to news, I know you have a comment or a message you would like to share today for all the rangers working for Cape Nature.
I really value their work sincerely. They are the eyes and ears of our organization. They are the backbone of Cape Nature. Without the rangers, we cannot do what we do. And I salute them and thank them for their work.
We thank you too, Dr. Rosina Omar, the CEO of Cape Nature.
Thank you
for hosting us today.